بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت جويريه رضي الله تعالى عنها, the mother of the believers, the respected wife of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, she says, one morning Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم left home. After Fajr, he had performed Fajr in the masjid, he came home, and then he left home. He had some work. While she was sitting on her musalla, where she had made her Fajr Salah, and busy now in different awrad, wazaif, tasbihat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then returns at the time of duha, charge time. So now, Fajr we have read. Hazrat Juwayriyah radiallahu ta'ala anha is sitting on her musalla from Fajr right till charge time, just around 10 o'clock, half past 10. For a few hours she was sitting on the musalla, engaging tasbihah, different wazaif, awrat. Rasulullah, when he returned, he asked her, "Ma zilti ala al-hali allati faraqtuki alayha?" Did you remain in the same condition on your musalla since I left you this morning? She said, yes. She was busy reading tasbihah for so many hours. Then Rasulullah taught her four words, which he said he read these four words three times after he left her. And then he says, the four words that I read three times, if it had to be compared and weighed with all what you read for that few hours, whatever tasbihat you read, and what I read, the four words I read, it will outweigh all what you did. What are those words? Alhamdulillah, we read it here. Sunday morning we revise our Masnoon Duas. So we also have included this in our Masnoon Duas. So this is something we must try and learn. If we know it, alhamdulillah. If we don't know it, we must try and learn it. Rasulullah SAW taught her to say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi. In other words, I'm glorifying Allah, I'm praising Allah. Allah has got no defects, Allah has got no aib, no naqais, Allah has got no shortcomings, Allah Ta'ala is absolutely pure, pure. And I'm praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi. How many times? I can say one time, 100 times, 1,000 times. Rasulullah says, adada khalqihi. That amount of times that is equivalent to the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation of Allah Ta'ala. The creation of Allah is not only human beings, the jinn, the angels, the animals. So many things fall under the category of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that runs in billions and trillions and limitless, countless number of creation Allah has. So that amount of time I'm glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi. Then waridha nafsihi. I'm praising and glorifying Allah that amount of times that Allah is happy. Allah was always happy, is happy, Allah would be happy. That amount of times, I am praising Allah Ta'ala. وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِ And so much of praise, that it is as heavy as the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The arsh of Allah Ta'ala is carried by the angels. So the arsh of Allah Ta'ala is something very, very powerful. I am praising Allah that amount of times that is equivalent to the weight of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِ And that amount of ink that was used in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Adam alayhi salam time right till Rasulullah's last ummati will live, that amount of time any person picked up his pen and he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that amount of ink that was used ever. So inshallah we'll read this. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi adada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ اللَّهُ تَرْكِبَ الصَّفِيقِ وَمَكِي عَمَلَ آخِرِ